Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And Mike, it's been a very celebratory week. The Final Four, the basketball tournament, both men's and women's, have finally come to a conclusion. The LSU Lady Tigers have won the Women's National Championship, and congratulations to them, even though there was a little bit of controversy with the amount of trash talking that was going on, but ended up in their favor. And also congratulations to the UConn Huskies in a very, very upset-minded tournament that saw no number one seed make it to the Final Eight.
Parity is back in college basketball. It's nice to see. It's nice to see some teams other than Kentucky and North Carolina be competitive. So congratulations to not only UConn, to LSU, and shout out to the SDSU Aztecs team as well.
Yeah, and San Diego State, you know, had a pretty much of a fairy tale tournament, as did some others. But and the women's national championship game drew a record attendance, which I found to be rather surprising, but overwhelming numbers.
9.6 million, more viewers than three out of the six games of the last year's NBA Finals.
Well, I wonder if they got more popular.
I would imagine so.
And it's been a big week for, we had a Seder last night. Happy Passover to all those who enjoyed that night.
Shalom.
Shalom. And we also have Easter coming up this weekend, so happy Easter to all those people who are waiting Sunday. And, of course, it is also the day that my daughter is coming down to see us for their vacation period, and I get to see my grandkids. So I'm going to have a house full of grandkids, and I'm anxiously awaiting that. I will probably need a vacation after they leave, but other than that, you know, I'm feeling good about it.
Having the pleasure of being around you and your grandkids at the same time, I'm sure that's going to be quite happy for you, because you light up when your grandkids are around.
Well, you know, they've been such a delight, and when they do get a chance to see their other two relatives, they just have an absolute ball. So I'm looking forward to the sleepovers and all the other things that we're going to try to do during that period, but yeah, it's a special time, and we're anxiously awaiting their arrival. So we're looking for a big week coming that week. And of course, I have my grandson's little league game is t-ball game. So we're going to have a lot of things to do. But we have a very special guest coming up here, a Dodger photographer that I was able to spend a great deal of time with. It's going to be our special guest today, and we will return with Rich Key right after this. Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in this same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF, or visit us at BFFFinancial.com. Dreyer.com.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase energy, memory, sleep, and it helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. So go ahead, eat that pepperoni pizza without heartburn. And now you can try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Free shipping, a money-back guarantee, plus a free bottle of my smooth skin. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. Try Balance 7, 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
They still call me the Penguin.
We have returned to We'll See About That. Ron Say here again with Mike Gary and our special guest, a guy that I spent a lot of time. He took a lot of pictures, has lots of stories. Rich Key, welcome to We'll See About That.
Ronnie, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here and to reconnect.
It is, and I want to thank you for sending along these picture images that we're going to have for those on Roku. You grew up in New Jersey. Your parents were not involved with photography. Where did your love for this come from, and how did it develop?
Actually, Ron, I first started in high school, of all places. I was in an art class, and I had the good fortune of having a young instructor that was very forward thinking. And what he did was, in addition to your art basics, he introduced still photography and filmmaking. So at the age of 16, 17 years old, we were knee deep into some creative work that pushed the envelope. And so that's where I actually found it. And I was accepted in a dedicated photography school in New York City and also in Santa Barbara, which was a very highly respected school, Brooks Institute of Photography. And being a kid growing up in New Jersey, it was an easy decision to make that West Coast jump. And so I attended the four-year schooling in Santa Barbara, and turns out it's one of my favorite cities in the entire country. And any excuse I can get to go back to Santa Barbara, I take it.
So well, I mean, come on. Started. I mean, that's tough going to Santa Barbara, right? You got the beach right there. I mean, that's almost like Pepperdine. You know, it's right out your front door. I mean, you must have been a pretty good surfer back then, right?
I was far from it.
Did you ever?
I grew up, basically, Ronnie, in a love of the Yankees as a kid. So I grew up in the 50s and the 60s.
Not the Yankees.
And I came from a middle class family. My brother and I, Pete, and we owned the lousiest front lawn in the entire neighborhood, because on the front lawn on the left side we had a Jersey clay circle worn out that was the pitcher's mound, and on the opposite side of the front lawn was the batter's box, and I imitated every New York Yankee batter, their swing, we kind of transitioned, and fortunately for me, I kept the love of baseball and transformed them or married the love for the game into a profession of shooting it.
You know, that's kind of how I grew up playing too. I was playing stick ball. I hit rocks with a paddle. Mm-hmm. I played tennis ball, wiffle ball, you name it. We painted the strike zone on a fence. You know, we hit balls, tennis balls into the yards. Nothing better than, you know, having a time like that when your mother's saying, you know, be home for dinner. And, right. You know, it was just a great experience. You know, you you had a what important lessons did you learn that stayed with you all this time when you went to that prestigious Brooks Institute in Photography in Santa Barbara?
I learned the mechanics. They were very big on the mechanics and knowing technology-wise what to shoot. But you have to actually either have your own style, because once you graduate, that's when the real education starts, because you're going out looking for work. But I always stayed kind of true to myself and shot in the style that I liked. And in some cases, it really helped me kind of stand out from the competition. And that's what happened with the Dodger case. When I first approached the ball club, I never had any sports photos to show them. So I had come up with a game plan, and I looked around, I saw what they were doing and what they weren't getting. And so I sent out a letter to, at that time, the VP was Fred Clare. And I asked him for a meeting, and I would give them a proposal that I can do a multimedia slide presentation on a game experience of the ball club. And I would do it on speculation, so that way they didn't have anything to lose. And if, say, for instance, they didn't care for it, in the back of my mind, I thought, well, then I would then at that point have some photographs that I can go down the 5 freeway and visit the Angels, and then I'd have something in my pocket. And as it turned out, everything worked out well. And oddly enough, he gave me a weekend pass to photograph three or four games. And the weekend pass that I wound up photographing was Chicago Cubs were in town. And I decided, I ran around like a chicken with my head cut off that entire mm-hmm. weekend, trying to get everything done. And I decided I had to get upstairs, up in the upper left-hand corner to the last row of the reserve level to get a wide-angle lens shot of the entire stadium. So mid-game, I race up there, and I'm doing this, and I notice a commotion in left field. And Ronnie, you know it as well as everybody else. I'm standing there watching as a spectator as the two individuals run out on the left field with the American flag. And that's the day that Rick Monday saved the flag. And I'm standing there with a 20 millimeter lens and completely unprepared for the shot. So that's how it all started.
Well, it got us all caught by surprise, essentially. Yes. But a big moment in many ways, and Rick is still honored for that flag saving event,
as he should be, right?
Yeah. So you have had an opportunity to now join the Dodgers as their full-time employer, a photographer from 1977 was the beginning, and
actually 76.
76.
Right.
And
then, yes.
Go ahead.
No, and then I wrapped it up with the 84 Olympics coverage.
Wow, that's not so bad.
Yeah. No. A very special time in at Dodger Stadium for that two-week experience.
So now you're the full-time employer. You're headed to Vero Beach, Dodger Town. This is going to be your first full year. What were your impressions of Dodger Town when you first got there? With all the pictures and all the history there, it must have been overwhelming for you.
Ronnie, everything was special in a sense, because I wound up, you know, being a avid baseball fan from being a little kid, as I've shared, just simply walking into Dodger Stadium was special. The day that I had prepared that slideshow. And I went back in, I set it all up in the boardroom. And I went back to Fred's office. You know, keep in mind, I'm a kid like 21 years old and naive. I'm just like in awe of everything. I go back into Fred's office. I said, Fred, it's ready to go. And we're walking down Executive Row towards that boardroom. And as you remember how it was, each row, each office got bigger and bigger. And he stops. And this was one of the nicest compliments that were paid to me. Fred, not seeing a single image of what I've done, stops and says, hold on a moment, Rich. He leans into Peter O'Malley's office and he says, Peter, do you have a moment? I want you to see something. If I wasn't nervous at that point, my legs were just giving out. When in the boardroom, Peter joined us, everything went off well. So for me, seeing Dodger Stadium that way, going to Dodger Town, everything continued to be special and it always remained special, no matter how many years you were there. I had to pinch myself. You know, as not only the air travel that we enjoyed, the hotels were always the best in the city that we were at. I never took anything for granted.
Well, we spoiled you, and we did a good job of it.
Yankee fan no longer after that, right?
Well, you got to live in, you got to stay in Dodger Town. You didn't have to worry about transportation or food or anything. You got to fly in the KO2 plane. You're riding first class. You're coming into a very big thing, you know, and it's great. You know, you did a wonderful job, and we're going to talk more about that, and we're going to see more about that right after this. Please stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. And we're back. We'll see about that. And we are with our special guest, Rich Key. And Rich, you know, you have done an incredible job with your collection, and you've actually got names for some of these pictures that you've had. So I'm going to give you kind of a recognition thing, and you take it and run with your story.
Okay.
Let's start with the Baker dugout.
Ooh. Okay. Very brief version of that story is it was 1977. We were on a road trip into Philadelphia, and I decided that evening that I thought maybe I'd like to change up the angles from what you were getting from the established photo wells. And I thought, well, I would love to be able to be in the dugout, and hopefully if the cards played out correctly, I could get some type of celebratory shot of one of the players coming into the dugout. And being congratulated by players or whatever it may be, and I pictured it being wide angle. So I did a little bit of homework before the game. I ran up to the Philly front office, and I asked them if I could have permission to do that, introduced myself. They said, sure, have fun. Good luck with it. Well, they must have had a good laugh, because when I left their office, I didn't realize that the only one that would have been able to give me that permission would have been the umpires. And I learned fast that night that once a game starts, the umpires are in complete control. As luck would have it, Dusty Baker scores, comes into the dugout. I get the photo that I was anticipating. Tommy acted as a silhouette in the foreground, as you see. And for me, I knew I had the shot. And back in those days, we didn't have digital, so I couldn't look back at the end of the or the backside of the camera. But I knew in my eyes and my head that I captured what I was looking for. I moved down the dugout, and I'm standing next to Tommy right after that took place. Ed Vargo, who was a veteran umpire handling home plate that night, he starts motioning in my direction to move. And I knew immediately what he was saying. He wanted me to out of the dugout. And Tommy says to me, who's he motioning to? What's going on? And I said, Tommy, I says, it's me. He says, he wants me to leave. But here's where I made the big mistake. I said to Tommy, I got permission from the Phillies to be here. So Tommy, never like being told what to do, he yells back to Vargo and he says, leave the kid be. He's with us. Well, that didn't sit well with Vargo. Vargo's mask came off. Vargo walks in towards Tommy. Tommy jumps up the step and out he goes to have a conversation with Vargo. And I'm sure it was Lasorda style. I couldn't tell you because I, as a little chicken, I ran up the tunnel. And I'm halfway up the tunnel as Monty Basgo, our bench coach at the time, thinks this is the funniest thing in the world. And he's in between his belly laughs. He's relaying to me what's going on the field. And I think I've lost my job. This is it. And he says, Rich, you're in a lot of trouble. And then he yells up to the tunnel. He says, Rich, you've just been kicked out of the game. And I'm thinking, my God, how can a photographer get kicked out of a game? Well, as it turns out, it was true. I was removed. Tommy comes back. He gave me all kinds of hell for hiding while he's out there defending me. And I had to spend the rest of the night up in the locker in the clubhouse watching the game because umpires made that call. So, but I did get the shot, and it's one of my favorite action shots that I've had over the years.
Those umpires get all so touchy about little things. Yeah. I can't believe they kicked you out of the game.
Same as it ever was.
Well, that's a heck of a story. Are you the only photographer in baseball history that's been kicked out of a game as far as you
Well, I don't know. But
I think it's pretty close.
It's funny. I kind of relate to poor Yuppie, the mascot from the Expos in that 22-inning game. He annoyed the hell out of
everyone.
Tommy, especially, and Tommy had him kicked out. So someday I'll connect with.
Well, if you remember, Tommy had a fight with the Philly fanatic too. You know, I mean, he threw him down on the ground and stepped on him and everything else. It was all for show, but there was a little bit of seriousness in it.
Going back to the Philly incident, while I'm upstairs in the clubhouse, I'm thinking, you know, that's kind of cool to have a major league manager, especially Tommy Lasorda, go out and defend yourself. But Ron, it dawned on me, that was our first trip into Philly in 1977, right. And Tommy was the major league manager of his Dodgers, and he had a will call list that I'm sure that went out to the parking lot. So is he going to pass up an opportunity to get a little extra airtime in his hometown? No. I don't think so.
It didn't matter whether it was Philadelphia, but yes, the entire Lasorda heritage lived in Philadelphia. So, yeah, we used to go after we would take that flight into Philadelphia. He used to take a number of his guys over to the family, and we'd eat Italian food for days, it seemed like. Yeah. There wasn't, I was like, please do not feed me anymore.
Yeah.
Let's move to the 30 home run quartet.
Oh, okay. Well, I think I know somebody that was a member of that. That was an interesting case because Steve Brenner at the time wanted to get a photo of the four of you beforehand so that we could run with that as soon as possible. And so that's never easy. It's easier said than done. But that Friday night, as we all know, Dusty was sitting on 29. Everybody else had covered the 30. The challenge to do this was for me to get it. We had already worked out to put the 30, number 30, on the scoreboard, and we had a guy up in the score in the press box up there to throw the 30 up on the screen the moment that I needed it. And the challenge was not only to get the four of you to agree to it, but what happens was we couldn't have other photographers take the shot. Because if it turned out, obviously, that Dusty didn't make it, then that we wouldn't want that embarrassing image in their hands.
Correct.
So what we wound up doing was I had worked it out with the guy upstairs, and while I had the three of you agreeable, and we were going to do it over by the visitors' dugout area, Johnny B. is in the batting cage still hitting, and he says to me, Rich, I don't think I want to do it. He says, I really don't. He says, it's just, you know, and Dusty's a very agreeable guy, but he just didn't want that extra pressure.
And I understand that completely.
Right. And we all do. And so I said to him, I says, Dusty, I says, look, I says, I promise you this. If you do not make it, that image will never see daylight. And this is where one of the benefits of having the trust of the players in my position is beneficial, because I did enjoy the trust of all of you guys early on. And that was a big help to me. And so when Dusty says, I got you, I trust you, Rich, let's do it. And so Dusty came over and my arm went up, and that meant the 30 home run or the 30 numbers would be on the screen. And then I shot. And then my arm went back up, and that was take the 30 down. I think we accomplished that, Ron, in less than 10 seconds. None of the other photographers that were roaming around had any idea what we were doing. And that way they weren't able to duplicate it, because we did it in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, well, as it turned out, it was a great thing. But we came within an eyelash or a pitch or whatever of not having that thing
happen. Not having it happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I was that kind of person, I probably could have made a little bit of money off that image had Dusty not made it. And they, I think it was 2014, they gave away 40 bobbleheads of that particular image of mine that they recreated, and they did a very good job on it. But that eventually wound up, that image turned into a bobblehead.
Well, it's the first time that ever happened in Major League history, and just happened to be, you know, one of those Dodger tradition and history moments that will live in infamy. So that was a very special time too. How about moving on to the Final Four?
That one I really had very, very little involvement in. My photo well assignment was, we're talking 1981 World Series. My photo assignment was along the first base side, right near first base, and in the photo well. And back then, they still introduced each of the players from the starting lineups prior to each World Series game. And this was game six. And as it turned out, Tommy had yourself, Davey, Billy Russell, and Garve in the first four on the batting order. And Tommy's at home plate. Each of you four are introduced. And when we got to Russell, and then I see that there's Lopes left, and then there's Ronnie, I'm going, oh my God, I've got a chance for a photo of the final four, as far as the final game that the four are going to play. Because unofficially, we all knew privately that Davey was not going to come back. And I go, this is it. It's not going to happen again. And so I waited for you to get into the position as you were shaking Tommy's hand. And I had my shot. And I wonder how you feel about that. How does one of those subjects in that shot, Ron, how do you feel about when you see that image? Does that have an impact on you? And
yes, it does. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work and a lot of effort and time that went into bringing a world championship back to Los Angeles. We are the first four hitters in the lineup. We were the nucleus of that team for many years. And if you look between Russell and Garvey, as you pointed out, towards the stands, you will see Joe Lasorda's face in that picture. So it's amazing how it turned out to be that way, but another iconic moment in Dodger history, and we're all very proud of that. We've got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Rich Key right after this message.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTR-CM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and Zero Sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. All Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back, so there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current employee retention credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ertcfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours, the decisions are yours.
The fans are rooting for
And welcome
Dodgers,
back to We'll See About That. This Day in Dodger History brought to you by BFF Financial. On this day, Dodger History, the Bulldog, Oral Hershiser, gives up a run in the first inning of a 4-3 loss to the dreaded Cincinnati Reds to end his major league record consecutive scoreless inning streak at 59. This day in Dodger history.
He breaks Don Drysdale's record that had been standing for quite some time, an amazing accomplishment. I'm glad it stayed within the Dodger family. And it is also my co-host's birthday today, Mike Gary. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Don't say that. We'll get sued.
To you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Really appreciate that. Rich, thank you so much once again for joining us. And it should be noted, too, that you do have a fantastic coffee table book coming out regarding your times as a photographer. Is that available yet?
It's going to be available within about 3 weeks. And it's called the Dodger Collection. And it'll be available on Amazon.
Amazon.com, the Dodger Collection. I make a fantastic gift, I might add.
Thank you.
And real fast, I also wanted to ask you this question. You mentioned about how, you know, digital photography wasn't in play when you first started with the Dodgers. I'm wondering your thoughts now as we've gone away from digital, from analog photography towards digital. A lot of my photographer friends, they really fell in love with photography through the darkroom. Do you miss the darkroom experience?
A little bit, I do, because there was always that anticipation between the time that you shot and then you're in the dark room and you actually realize once you see your negative, if you have it or you don't have it. And there's that part of that trade that you miss now because it's instant. You look at the back of the camera and you know whether you have it or not. There's a lot to be said either way, but technology obviously has changed the trade so much. But back in my time, I'll tell you what, aside from the technology, I'm very blessed to have been doing what I was doing back then, even if the technology was far less than it is today. So much better as far as group of players that I had, the family atmosphere that it was, the O'Malley's and Tommy, they cultivated a family, encouraged the family environment at the ballpark, and that it was special. And I have to be honest, if I go back there today and I see it, I go, boy, am I reminded how fortunate I was back then. And also, not only, it was a special period in Dodger history that I was fortunate to be able to preserve as best I could.
You know, you had many, many other opportunities. You know, your list of clients, GM, Coca-Cola, the Giants, the Mets, NBC, Nike, Rose Bowl, Sports Illustrated. How was that experience different from the one that you had?
The Dodger label opened those doors for me. That was something that I carried and still carry to this day, and I do it as tactful as possible. But once you mention any type of affiliation with a baseball team, especially the Dodgers, Ron, it was, you know, let's talk on their end. I had a lot of doors open easily because of that. And at that point in time, as you, I'm sure, will agree with me, that organization was the best in sports, not just baseball, but I believe it was across the board, the Dodger organization with Peter O'Malley.
Well, you're not going to confuse who you're talking about when you mention the Dodgers. You know exactly right. What sport it is. You know what city it's in. You know who they are.
Right.
Do you have a highlight, special moment, a personal achievement that stands out? You've probably had many, but is there a couple that you really cling to?
You know, I would have to say there was an aha moment that I had. You were, in particular, Ron, you and many other ballplayers around 2017 and 2018, everybody stepped up to help Fred Clair in his battle against cancer. And when Fred was facing actually a 20% survival rate odds that he had, first thing he said was, I need to turn around and we're going to do a golf tournament to raise money and awareness for City of Hope in Duarte. Long story short, after all that he's done, we wind up where the Dodgers honor him and let him throw out the first ball in 2017 at the old timers game. What Fred did not know was when they invited he and his family out to the third base line to be introduced for the crowd, they had presented him with a 3 to 4 or 5 minute video message tribute to him. And I was standing near him photographing him, and Fred is looking at the message board. And that moment, it kind of really, for me, because he was my mentor, he hired me, we were together all that time. I photographed him as he's watching the board, and I knew in his mind his battle to stay alive, and seeing his history that he put all that effort, all those 30 years with the Dodgers, the tears started to roll on him, and I photographed it. Afterwards, we went back up to the suite where they had provided for he and his family and guests. I said, Fred, look at this photo. And I said, he's looking at it. And he says, what are you asking me, Rich? And I says, he said, do you want to know if it's okay to share this? And I said, yes. And Fred says, absolutely. He says, Rich, photographs do not lie. This was about emotions. He says, and I'm not ashamed of it. He says, you please use it as you wish. That moment, that evening, going back, seeing the stadium, seeing old friend during old timers, seeing the emotions in Fred's face, I think that was a moment I'll never forget. And so it's more of a personal feeling that comes down to it for me.
Well, it's also a very special moment for Fred and very difficult moment as well at the same time. So Fred is one of two general managers that I had during my playing career that actually called me and asked me about a move, which I was overwhelmed with. But this was after my playing career was over with. And he called me about a player that I had played with in my final years, and it eventually led to Alfredo Griffin being the shortstop for the Dodgers, and he was part of that 88 team, I believe. Maybe not. Maybe it wasn't.
It was 88.
I can't remember, but
because Griffin came in that deal with, I believe that Bobby Welch went to Oakland, I believe.
And Bobby Welch went over there and won 25 games.
Yes.
You could say they got rid of him a little bit early. But, and Bobby Welch, you know, you have a story about him, too. But and you know what? I knew of Bobby's struggles. He was one of those unfortunate guys, and he is not with us either anymore, unfortunately.
There's too many that are.
Yes, that's true. It's kind of like I'm in that time that this kind of stuff goes on now. Yeah. You had a lot of terrific experiences, and I know that you had spent many, many hours at the Beverly Hills Friars Club. And you want to tell us a little bit about your experience with that?
You know, I think I told somebody recently I did my internship with the Dodgers before going to the Friars, because it was much easier to deal with Hollywood personalities and egos having dealt with major league ball players first. So as it turned out, all kidding aside, Danny Goodman, the concession king of Dodger Stadium, was
Wheeler
a member
dealer.
Yes. And Danny, he says, Rich, I'm going to try to get you some extra work. He says, let's go to lunch. Well, I had no idea. I'd never even heard of the Friars Club. So he takes me to lunch, and we go to Beverly Hills, and he stops me at the door as we walk into the banquet luncheon facility at the club. And he says, listen, he says, Rich, he says, follow my lead. Everything will be all right. I said, okay, not knowing what I'm getting into. We go over to a booth at the other end of the room, and it's a large booth. And Ron, so help me God, I'm sitting there, and it's Milton Berle, Carol O'Connor, famously known as Archie, and Sammy Davis Jr., and two other staff members. We sit down, and everybody says hello at each other, nods, and they're looking at the young kid at the table like, who is this? And so Danny introduces me and tells Milton Berle my affiliation with the ball club and so forth. And then he says this to Milton. Milton, we need to give Rich some work. You need to hire him. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, Mr. Television is sitting there, and he looks at me, and he says, straight up, he says, what are you going to give us that we don't already have? And I'm like, I'm in the dark. And I think my New Jersey savvy came to the surface real quick, and I looked at him, smiled, and I says, Mr. Berle, I'm going to give you a better effort. He started laughing, nodded, reached across, shook my hand, and we got along great during that lunch. And I serviced that account for 8 years and handled all their roasts and luncheons and so forth that we could handle. And it was an experience and a half to be around those people. It was no easy walk in the park, I'll tell you that much. But I did have some great friendships developed from them as well.
And you met Lucille Ball there too, didn't you?
Yeah, Lucille Ball. She was, I can honestly say she was not the friendliest person. And she broke my heart. I wanted to say, Lucy, come on. I grew up watching your 10,000 reruns. This is part of my DNA, for crying out loud. It's got Lucy and Ricky in it. And I mean, her language was, it was not easy.
Well, she, you know, pretty much single-handedly invented the way television is watched today. So I can understand how that she'd be a little bit surly back then.
Yeah, and you know, yeah. When I was watching Lucille Ball, I thought it was funny. You know, the Lucy Desi show, I thought it was funny then, but I thought it was a lot funnier years after the fact. I laughed harder later on than I did when I was watching it when I was younger. But that's unfortunate. You also had a Godfather experience with Joe DiMaggio, didn't you?
You know, we walked, I think it was the 81 World Series, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. We had a rain out. When I say we, you guys had a rain out. And we were in New York, and they called it early in the afternoon, so nobody even went to the ballpark. And as it turned out, I was in the lobby and ran across Tommy, and Tommy said to me, he says, Rich, he says, you want to join us for dinner? And I said, sure. He says, meet me here at 5. I'll see you here at 5. He says, you know what? Take the night off. Don't even bring the camera. And I thought that was odd, because I'm thinking, Tommy never, you know, encouraged somebody not to take pictures. And so it kind of was weird to me, but we all piled in. There was three or four of us piled into a cab, and we went out to the Little Italy section of New York. And like you said, The Godfather, the restaurant looked like it was a scene from the movie. Stepped down off of the sidewalk and into this traditional restaurant full of patrons, and the manager walked us through the room and through down the hallway into the back room. Ron, one round table in this room and two people sitting at the table. I don't recognize the first man. The second gentleman was Joe DiMaggio.
I'm going to hold you right there, Rich. We got to take a break. I want to finish that up, and then we're going to be off in our last segment. But I want to hear the end of that story, and thanks for being with us today, guys. We'll be back right after this message.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Okay, we have returned. We'll see about that. We have our special guest going to finalize his Godfather moment with Joe DiMaggio. Rich Key, take it away.
You know, there's not really much to say other than the fact that my dad taught me early on. He says, Rich, you're going to run across people in life that he says that you may be intimidated. Don't allow anybody to ever intimidate you, but always show respect. And I'll tell you what, that night I drew on his advice. I sat there. I had a memorable evening. And I think back at that dusty front lawn of mine, I never would have thought that I'd have that opportunity someday to enjoy that moment, the countless other moments I had during that career, and including today to spend the time with you, Ron, and also you, Mike. It's been a heck of a ride.
Got it. Rich, thank you so much for the stories. Remember, people, he's got his table book.
The Dodger Collection.
The Dodger Collection is coming out. Make sure you take a look at that. Rich, thank you so much for joining us. We would love to have you back. I know there's more stories. We only touched a bit of this, but thanks for joining us, and good luck with what you're doing here.
Hey, thank you, Mike. Enjoy your birthday. And Ron, enjoy Amanda and Dan and the kids, and give my best to Fran.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Thanks, Rich. Really appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you.
Okay, we are going to buzz off here now. You know, the baseball season is underway. The first weekend was played. There was a significant increase in clock violations. There were 14 opening day, so they're going to have to tidy that up. Guys getting kicked out of the games. The most significant thing coming from the opening day weekend was what? Base stealing attempts.
Yeah, it's the best.
Twice as many base stealings with more success ratio. So are we bringing back old-time baseball to this strikeout home run game there is today?
I hope so. I hope it's going to be like the American League back in the 1980s. You're going to see a lot of like 9-8 games.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're certainly seeing a lot of high-scoring games. Some guys are getting bounced around, too. You know, so you saw DeGrom's first start. He got hammered. Verlander got hit, had three home runs in a row hit off him last night. So it's a rough start for some of these pitchers. But a lot of interesting changes coming up this year. We'll have to see how it plays out. Baseball got a lot left for us to see this year, so we hope that it'll be a very successful season. We have a special guest next week, and Vince Ferragamo. Please join us then. See you next week. Thanks for joining us.